Everybody has a problem with some of the maintenance things that we need to do with our bodies. You always hear people, sometimes it's, oh, I got to do, which I'm probably going to have to get one this year. The colonoscopy, for instance, as you get older and that becomes a requirement. Some people dread going for their annual physical at the doctor. You just get nervous for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I think most people, that a higher percentage of people, and it's never bothered me, but I know people that are, they dread it. They fear it. And that's going to the dentist.
Number one on my list.
So you fear?
Every single time I go.
Really?
It's the most uncomfortable feeling I'll ever have going anywhere doing anything. I don't even care about going to the doctor, the annual physical. That doesn't bother me.
I know. I embrace
it. Like, let's find out what's going on. Make sure everything is okay. Yeah. I try my best to keep myself in shape.
Sure.
And work out, and I feel pretty good about the results if I'm going to the doctor.
Yes.
And even the colonoscopy, I've done that once, I believe. But it's like, okay, the prep time sucks.
Yeah, the prep is.
But other than that, you know, it's the necessary things that you have to do. And the dentist falls into that category. But man, I don't know if it's just the lighting, the noises, the smell, all that just combined.
You're like, are they burning my teeth?
I cannot stand going to the dentist. And for a while, I was avoiding it on a pretty good regular basis. And then it's like, okay, you know what? You got to take care of the grill. And then I had to start going like once every 3 or 4 months because I got behind schedule. But I'm pretty good now. But you just never know what you're going to expect when you, you know what you're going to get when you go. Because you can have just the maintenance as far as the cleaning goes. But this visit was the cleaning, the x-rays, and then I had to see the dentist himself as, you know, they're looking.
You got to check you out.
I have to check everything out at least once a year, and this was my time. So as soon as I walk into the waiting room, my appointment was at 1 yesterday, and I had on my thin Dallas Mavericks hoodie.
I remember that, yes.
Yes, and I sit down in the lobby, and there's an older lady across from me, and she strikes up a conversation about the Dallas Mavericks, huh?
I
forgot I had the shirt on. And
I like Mark Aguirre.
Looked down, went, yeah, yes, ma'am. So she started having a conversation about them moving out of the AAC.
Okay.
And it went from that to,
how do you know so much?
To needing speed bumps in her neighborhood.
Okay.
Because there was a car that hit her mailbox.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, and it's a brick mailbox also, and it knocked it down where they need speed bumps and they need a stop sign. Well, there's a stop sign because people run those. Two, she was with her grandson, taking him to the dentist, and talking about his brother who lives in Atlanta that's been with this girl for like 4 years. And, you know, she expects him to get married, but she has, you know, thighs like the family, because
man,
that's probably why he likes her so much. Because usually they'll say, you know, when you marry someone,
right,
if it's a guy, you're going to get someone kind of close to your mom or whatever, something like that. That's the whole entire conversation we had in in the waiting room of the dentist, all while I was called up there like 4 different times.
And you're like, no, I'm hold on a second.
No, I would go, be cut off the conversation. I would go up there and,
okay,
and take care of the business at the front. As soon as I sit back down, she'll go, and yeah, to continue the conversation, they need speed bumps in my neighborhood. Like, that was the whole time, man. I don't think I've ever had a conversation like that in a dentist's office before, just sitting in the waiting room. But then you go back, and I've had the same hygienist for years now. First name basis, really comfortable with her. Everything is great. Just having a really good time talking, but it's just something about when she starts the process. I cross my legs, I hold my own hands, and I am squeezing so tight I have to tell myself to relax.
Yeah.
Every time. Okay. Because I don't know, it's just the sounds and everything that goes, man, I just can't stand it.
It's weird inside your head when they start working on your teeth and you can hear the scraping, but inside your head. It's really odd. That's
right.
An odd sound.
Right.
And then you're sitting there and they're talking to you and you're like,
And your mouth is open and there's all kinds of things going on there.
You're like, should I laugh? Am I supposed to respond? Like, what do I nod my head? Is she going to rip my gums open? How do I, what do I do?
And I do feel that they understand what the heck you're saying when they continue the conversation as your mouth is wide open.
Yeah. Yeah, so how's work going?
This is exactly. You're so vulnerable in that state. And, you know, you're just expected to sit there and relax and just see while everything is going on. And even the dentist came a little bit later. And I've never had this happen before as he's after the cleaning and everything feels great. I'm a new man. I have this nice, fresh, clean mouth. And then he is, you know, he's checking everything out after they take the x-rays and the pictures. And he's just kind of blowing air in my mouth as he's going through and checking everything
out. It's not an eye test, man. Chill out.
I felt really weird.
Sure.
It's the first time that's ever happened to me in that state. As far as, you know, the dentist coming around, they're just, you know, checking everything. They may have the little needle thing to kind of, you know, move some stuff around or check it out, but I've never had to do that, and I have to go back here in a few weeks.
Oh, no.
Because I have a filling that's cracked.
Oh, no, a filling. I've never had a cavity.
And then he said three, like, small cavities. I was like,
really?
Where did that come
from?
No,
they're just trying to...
Like, I take care of everything around here. I'm very diligent with brushing. Not as diligent with flossing, but we're working on it.
Have you had several cavities before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, then maybe you do believe him. Because I was told once I have a cavity. I was like, no, I don't. I've never had a cavity in my life. So I just ignored them, and sure enough, I didn't.
What if you still have it?
I don't.
How do you know?
Because I've been to dentists since then. And they're like, yeah, I don't see
the same one or different. You specifically asked if you had a cavity.
Well, I did have an ex-father-in-law who was a dentist.
Oh, okay.
So I do feel like that falls under their job description, as if there is any cavities in there, they need to inform me, right?
When I would go to him and I told him that, I was like, oh, I was told a while back I had a cavity.
And I always thought that when you have those, you can kind of feel everything that's happening. Like, it would hurt. There's nothing going on.
It can be really small.
And yeah, that's what he said. He said you have three small ones.
Right.
So do you have to take care of it now? Did we wait?
I said,
did I save that money?
Yeah, wait. I did.
And they're really trying to push the implant because I had a tooth extracted the last time you and I.
Like, what are we talking about?
Tooth?
Oh.
Extracted? What did you think I said?
You said implants.
Oh, gosh. A dental implant. God, that would be weird if they went and said, hey, man, you need some C's down there.
Jugs.
Well, this is the dentist.
Balls.
What are we talking about?
And
I feel
hygienist.
Like, though, if you can't see what's happening in there, and it's not like one of the fronts, then we're fine, right?
An implant for
especially
what?
If it doesn't hurt. Like, if it doesn't bother you,
right.
You're good to go.
You got
to
take care of those chomping teeth, though. You want to make sure you get those taken care of, because there's nothing worse than getting those teeth that you actually bite down on stuff on messed up.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Why don't we kind of... use everything in your mouth, right, as far as chewing goes. I know you maybe have a specific side or whatnot, but I try to delegate.
See,
I try to make sure that I have everything that's experiencing everything, all the food that I'm having.
I have a, like, gap in between the sharp teeth and the big teeth in the front. So, like, if I'm eating a chicken sandwich, sometimes I'll, like, take a bite and there'll be, like, a strand of chicken that's just poking out because it went in between.
Sure.
So I got to be careful about that.
Sure.
Other than that, we're straight on teeth. We're good.
Yeah, it's the gums that I was told need to really, a couple of years back when I went in. And I always feel like there's something
happening inside your mouth at all times.
Well, there is. It's a living environment.
And then they're going to... We need to put that on the t-shirt?
Somewhere.
Lando?
Our own dental practice.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe that's the sign out front. There's something going on.
Is that
going
to be the name of your dental practice?
Maybe so. I don't
teeth
know.
Teeth and gums.
You know how many walk-ups we're going to get because of that?
But
they might be right.
But to feel the need to have the perfect set of choppers...
Oh, I know why.
...is their goal... And maybe that's not my goal.
No, but when you saw Quinn and Williams last week.
Man, those were.
Both of us, you're like, dang.
Beautiful.
We had a whole
teeth.
Conversation about his mouth.
Beautiful.
We've gone the other way in some respects with these wild-ass veneers. Everybody in Hollywood has the exact same slightly oversized veneers.
Quinn and Williams had.
They weren't slightly oversized. They were perfect.
Quinn. Quinn's good?
No.
Yeah. He set up.
Good. Absolute gorgeous mouth.
He's right.
He would
correct.
Smile, and you were mesmerized.
You know, it's the almost, commercials where yes. you had the little...
It was like, yeah, right.
That's what happened.
That's what he did.
That's what happened.
He had a...
It draws you in, man.
Good for him,
yes.
man.
Beautiful.
Man, I want that mouth.
And I've never had I've never worn braces before. Really? And they're trying to push me to get braces, and I don't want those. I feel like I'm too old for that now.
Aren't you, like, smile for me.
I was about to say, I thought you guys, aren't you, like, 60?
Well, I mean.
I thought that's what's coming out of your mouth. I was about to kick you in the face.
That wasn't where I was going to start.
Okay.
But smile for me. Let me see your teeth. They're straight. You're fine. You don't need braces.
I have a little bunching at the bottom, but I feel like
trying to upcharge Donnie every time he goes in there.
I know, that's why I feel like.
No, there's truth to that.
Did
he say in the front you have bunching?
Yeah.
Yeah, because as you get older, for whatever reason, sure, your teeth
slides forward.
And then you have the one that's missing, and maybe it's adjusting a little bit, and I'm fine with that. Like, they almost measured me for, like, the Invisalign, like the trays.
No way.
I was like,
what are you doing?
Right, what step are we in with this? As she was about to start, and she was like, well, we're measuring you for this. I was like, well, no, we haven't.
Yeah, they were about to charge you.
We haven't accepted this now.
We already ran your card for the Invisalign.
I haven't said yes to this whole process.
Yeah, I think they're just upcharging you, man.
Yeah, you need your agent in there or something.
For real. You need a second opinion. Doctor needs to help you out.
Go to another dentist and be like, hey, do I have a cavity? And see what he says.
Well, then that means I have to go to another dental office, and I don't want to do that.
Okay.
It's enough to go to the one that I'm going to.
Is this big box dental, or is it a private doctor's office?
I'm pretty sure it's big box.
Okay.
So there's multiple practices with the same name?
Yes.
Okay.
You just have identifying by the city.
They're 100% just trying to get you to buy stuff.
I need to go to the dentist again. I haven't been in a while.
When was the last time?
It's been over a year.
I'm embarrassed.
Well,
I'm embarrassed to tell
you. You may have seven cavities.
I kind of lost my dentist in a sense, so now I got to find a new one.
I feel like that's easy to do. I feel like that's way easier than finding a doctor.
I got to find a doctor. Man, I got to book one. I was saying that yesterday, and I totally forgot to do it. I think I found a guy that I want to go to, but I got to just go call him.
Well, call him. Why you can go to my dentist if you, I don't know. You can go to my dentist if you want.
That's so far away from me.
They're going to upcharge me on everything.
Speak to you in the, you'll have a good conversation in the waiting room.
I'll go into your dentist and be like, I've never had a cavity. Really? Well, you have 20 now. No, I don't.
Is that how your dentist sounds?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I'm positive he doesn't sound
Hi,
like
it's me.
That.
I'm Nani's dentist.
So, please, you need to go to the dentist to take care of your grill. Take care of your grill.
Those bottom teeth look a little punchy. Come here.
Why is he a 1940s gangster?
Ah, you see?
You don't think I know teeth?
A boxing
and a bunch of them fall out. You know why they fell out? I do. I'm a dentist.
Curly Thompson's never going to hear the end of this.
It's 12:48. Go see your dentist. I may be afraid, but you shouldn't be. More a man than I am.
You might be able to get happy gas.
Which is so easy to be more man than I am.